Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Denia Rositsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center, Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa, of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Tikwang Napopsanim about social Buddhism. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang Napopsanim. 8334, April 4, 2015, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Buddha's teaching is about going into meditation, which is the quietude, and to reflect on oneself and the karma made out of ignorance. The purpose of this contemplation is to repent and eliminate all obscurity. After repentance, the mind becomes clear and clean, just like a bright and spotless mirror. As a result, all the darkness in the mind disappears and wisdom appears. The mind that is in correct meditation, which is quietude, does not undulate or become hindered. Everything is therefore perceived and also heard clearly and correctly. The mind is neither tilted nor affected by any place. It does not either get caught by anything or anywhere, and hence the right view appears. The right view leads always towards brightness and clarity, and so the six senses are kept and used correctly. Remaining far away from negative karma. Only the karma of goodness is created because of perpetually engaging in bodhisattva actions. These good deeds thus accumulate virtue spontaneously, as a result of which the true taste of life and happiness are fully understood and realized. Experiencing this kind of life every day is the reason why we call it social Buddhism. Social Buddhism means to always live together with others with quietude, meditation, wisdom, and practice. That is why, even though living in our busy social lives, the mind is just like dwelling in the quiet and deep mountain. All actions are very clear and meticulous, and thus command credit and trust from others. And even though one is the target of their negativity, then, without getting caught or hindered by it, all tasks are accomplished wisely. Hence, even those who wish to spread negativity and badness are helped to emerge from ignorance. That is why not only is oneself but all others are saved simultaneously. Life is lived every day just like having wisdom as a mother and experience as a father. Such a life does not bring any insecurity or fear, but instead a most diligent and effective existence. A wise person is never lazy, and in the absence of laziness, life progresses continuously with all forms of new creativity to benefit and satisfy everyone. Hence, this kind of social Buddhism is most necessary in our modern world and contemporary century. Thank you very much, Jikwang Napopsanim. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Chikwangde Popsinam. Have a nice and happy week, yours in the Dharma Gakdok.